Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel
Sir Elton bringing us back? Elton John, welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jared Meyer is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be a new friend. He's going to become an old friend as we continue to enjoy his research and his perspectives on a number of things over the years. He's a fellow with the Manhattan Institute, co-author of Disinherited, along with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. Jared, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website for the book?
Sure. You can find the book Disinherited on Amazon, at all major book retailers, and then a lot of parts of the book we pulled out into shorter op-eds, and they're all on economics21.org.
All right.
That's just economics and the number 21.org.
All right, so check that out. Jared, I saw recently where the largest teachers union in the country has already laid down their support for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, you talked about Washington being bad for young people. Teachers unions are bad for young people, in my opinion. They're not necessarily in Washington. You don't think of them as being Washington folks except for their lobbyists, right? You think of teachers unions being across the country. But the power center is Washington, D.C., and they wield that power with politicians, don't they?
Oh, definitely, yeah, and I was laughing at that, too. That seems a little early to make up your mind about an election, especially when you represent millions of teachers across the
right.
United States with a diverse range of views.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we hit on teachers' unions, and I think they're a major
Jared. Obviously, it seems obvious to me they haven't polled their members yet, right? So how would they know?
Oh.
Well, that sort of tips their hand, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And we see as teachers unions, instead of working for their members, a lot of them are now just working on state capitals and in Washington, trying to influence legislatures on issues that have really nothing to do with teaching. They become just an extra arm of the Democratic Party rather than what they were meant to do, which is fight for teachers' interests and keep in mind students, which too often have been thrown under the bus in favor of their political priorities.
Well, exactly. So the teachers' unions, in my opinion, are, you know, I remember I'm trying to remember who said it, but one teachers' union leader said he'll start paying attention to what students want when they start paying dues.
Oops, he probably wishes he could take that one back.
No, I don't think so. I think it's very similar to what you were talking about. With regard to the teachers' unions going so early for Hillary, I mean, I don't think they even try to mask the fact that they're liberal organizations, and in my opinion, that the unions have created a lot of problems for our students. I don't think they've benefited. I'm not talking about the members. I'm talking about the unions, the leadership, Jared. Right.
Yeah, and if we look at cities such as New York and Chicago, both of which have a lot of struggling schools, barely 1 in 1,000 teachers are fired for poor performance. And with the outcomes we've seen in those cities, I highly doubt that's just because every teacher is so competent. But the problem is that teachers' unions are protecting older, unqualified teachers. And if they have to cut back because of budget cuts, it means young teachers are getting fired first,
mm-hmm.
even if they're more effective and having a larger positive effect on their students. So this whole protecting teachers based
right.
on age and not basing pay on performance and all these things that unions fight for, it really makes no sense when it comes to how you view things through the student side.
How do we solve this, Jared? You got the answer?
Well, thankfully, the Supreme Court is going to hear a case next session which will deal with forced unionization among public sector school workers. And
is this on the Wisconsin model?
Well, it would be similar to Wisconsin, except it would say now for public sector, they can't all for be forced to be unionized. And so, it's coming out of California. Mm-hmm. So this would get rid of the flawed 1970s Supreme Court case that allowed collective bargaining for public sector unions, or actually
right.
forced it. So we talked to the lead plaintiff, Rebecca Friedrichs, and she was telling me, even though she doesn't want to pay union dues, she can choose to not pay part of them, but she loses all her benefits, but she still has to pay these other agency fees, which still go to political speech.
Right.
She says, personally, if we look at the national debt, that's something she finds atrocious, and she wants something to be done. But instead, unions were using her dues and now even still her agency fees to fight for things that she didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to challenge this and say, you know, I want to do things that will put students first.
What is the court? When is this going to be heard by the Supreme Court?
It'll be heard in the next session.
As in, we'll know next year?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll know next year.
Does the court have a track record on these things?
It all goes back to a 1970s case, like I said, and, you know, the court's pretty hesitant to overrule itself, but as things have changed, including a court in California finding the public school system and teacher protection violated the 14th Amendment because it made their graduation rates were so terrible that they actually found it to be pretty much a civil
rights issue. Well, we have a pretty ideological court, left and right now. And I don't see the four left Supreme Court justices voting against the unions. I just don't see that happening. We'll have to see what happens in the middle. Hey, Jared, thanks for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Come back soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jared Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Disinherited. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.